Ride our bicycle. Here you are. Thank you for tuning in to another show, another Bike Sport Radio show. Episode. What episode are we in? I don't know. Way too many now. Hey, this is the time of year everyone's been looking forward to. It is the Interbike shows. Yes, the Interbike shows. And I've got 2 days of recordings from Interbike, or 1¾ days of recordings, and I'll go into that in a little while. But man, I had a really good time at the show. It was very different this year. The show was, how do we say it? It was a different show. Not as much traffic, not as many vendors. What was really cool about it, though, was that a lot of the smaller companies were able to get a lot of really good, like notoriety. A lot of people were, without the big companies there, the small guys were able to really show their wares and get more people looking at their product line. And, you know, the fact is, last year in Vegas, and you really thought it would have been a big party, and it was kind of lacking in some of that stuff. But I think for the most part, it was okay. I mean, I had a good time. It was good to see friends. A lot of discussion with people about what next year's going to bring. It is going to Reno. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that works out. We think that Reno might revive for a year or two and then may fall back. A lot depends on this on the industry and the trends. So I guess we'll see what happens there. We could talk about that all we want, but I really don't want to talk about that because we have so many cool things to introduce you to. And like I said, there was a lot of old friends and a lot of new friends and a lot of new companies out there, a lot of really cool new product that is definitely going to change the world of cycling as we know it. Well, I want to thank that anyways. But there are a lot of really cool gadgets out there. And you know, kind of, it's kind of neat where the market trend, where the trend seems to be going. Costs seem to be going down, and you know, people, you're getting more for your money nowadays, so that's kind of cool. And I don't know, it was a weird vibe. A lot of cool little things to find. And you know, I think the thing with Interbike now is the time of year. By September, everyone's placed orders for their new lines, and it's kind of hard to have a show after Eurobike. And now with the internet, it's so easy to see everything before, you know, you hear about it before you get a chance to see it, and everybody's already got their hands on it, and everybody's already giving their opinions, and you know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's got some lackluster. So hopefully Interbike does come back to its original heyday there, and maybe, you know, it will grow again. But I really do think it's a good platform for smaller companies, innovative, you know, small innovative companies don't have the killer budgets for to maintain their own camp, which a lot of the big manufacturers do. And Or be able to tag into one of their, you know, big media camps. I think it's really cool. And there's still a lot of new inventions coming out. A lot of small guys working in the garage and creating these awesome new devices. And I mean, it's really cool. And you know, I've got, like I said, I've got 2 days of recordings, and what I'm basically going to do, I'm going to jump around. And sadly, there's a couple of interviews that, for some reason, my recorder didn't record, but it recorded everything else. So I guess the button got hit when I was in my pocket, or I don't, I'm not sure how it happened. So I've got a couple of vendors there, a couple people I spoke to that I'm gonna have to just tell you about their product and go from there. So, anyways, a couple of really cool things coming up. This coming weekend is the start of cyclocross here in Southern Cal. So this weekend we had the first USAC race up there in Sacramento, and here was a very technical course. I'm still waiting to hear back from some people, but I heard it was an extremely technical course. A lot of IF camber, some sand, dry conditions, typical SoCal, you know, Southern California, NorCal cross. We haven't really no weather right now, so we've also got a Ciclovia event happening next weekend as well in downtown LA. So if you're not into going to the cross races, you might as well go check out Ciclovia right through downtown LA. I think it should be kind of fun. My cyclocross season's kind of over. I raced Cross Vegas. Had to race the last one, hurt and all. Hurt and all, I should say. And I did, and I still had a good time. A little painful at the end, but otherwise it was all right. So, you know, I can't complain. So, let's get going with the interviews here. And one of the very first interviews we're going to talk about is on the lines of whatchamacallit. We're working on this project bike that here, and we're trying to make this commuter-friendly bike to be able to run errands and just get to work on time and be, you know, be able to get there safely and be able to just be able to carry everything and make it comfortable where you don't have to carry it on your back. So we've been looking at e-bike stuff as well, and I just it's like, wow, it's just so expensive now. Really, the prices are coming down, but they're still up high, and it's just like right now I can't do it. A lot of people can, but I'm just at a point where I'm not buying an e-bike. So I'm working on my little commuter bike, and my big thing right now is getting cargo back and forth. So thankfully for our previous, you know, sponsors, the bag and the rack system works really well. However, I sometimes need a little more. You know, I want to go and pick up a decent amount of groceries, and it gets kind of tough to, you know, balance the bag, the bike out and things like that. So what we have, while I was strolling around Interbike on day two, I ran across a good old friends from Burley. Now Burley Trailers, they've been around a long time, right? Well, we actually got a chance to speak to them at Burley about some of their new trailers coming out, and I'll let them talk about it right in a few seconds here. Let's see here if I can. It's been a little while now. I'm rusty. I'm rusty. I'm rusty at all this, but let's see if I can get them to play here on the player. Oh, that's what everyone says. So here I am, day two, Interbike, and I'm here with Nick and Allie from Burley. And we know Burley worldwide for their trailers and stuff. Well, they've got a new line of trailers coming out and some urban wear, I guess we want to call it, right? Urban friendly accessories to get us around on two wheels, right?
Yeah, so this year we're coming out with the Coho, which is a single wheel cargo trailer that's made directly to compete with the Bob Yak and the Bob Ibex. This is the first time we've made a single wheel cargo trailer before, even though we've been making other bike packing trailers like the Nomad and the Flatbed for many years. And what's special about this trailer is that it has a variable width yoke so that you can fit it to any hub width, 125 to 197 millimeters without any tools or custom adjustments. So basically that's going to let you attach this trailer to most fat bikes, 700C wheels with full wrap fenders, and basically it's going to be able to fit a lot of those new bikes hub widths and tire sizes that the bobs aren't going to be able to attach to out of the box.
Yeah, and I was checking it out right now, and it's all really simple, a little like quick release lever to open up the spread of the mounting bars, and then your mounting system is looks like a quick release with some nylon on the end, like the pivots basically, so allows the trailer to pivot with you as well.
Yeah, so this is a unique hitching system that we had to invent just for this trailer, because when you have a variable width yoke like that, the yoke arms can't attach at a 90 degree angle, so we needed to have some kind of hitching system where it can attach at multiple angles. So we came up with this dual ball hitch system. So if you imagine a ball on the back of a truck that you attach a trailer to with the ball hitch, you've got two of those, one on each side of the rear hub. And to attach it, you replace the rear axle of your bike with the Burley dual ball hitch. And we have a quick release version here at the show, but we're also going to be making through axle versions. So we're going to have one for you. And then you basically just lift the front yoke of the trailer up and just set it right down on the balls, and it'll click right into place. And then to release it, we just have a handle that you pull, and it releases both of the cams on the balls at the same time, and you just lift it right back off. So it installs and uninstalls in seconds.
And the other note is, it's a really, you can fit it on all of your bikes, no matter what you got, fat bike, small bike, skinny bike, standard bike, whatever. And then the trailer itself has got some unique design features in there. And Allie, don't go away, because you're going to describe the next little unit. I'm going to give you that job. I won't tell you what happened to her during our recording. But anyways, it's really cool because the top of the trailer itself is flat. So you can actually rig it up to carry things on top as well as in the trailer.
Yeah, we made the top of the trailer flat, and we also made the fender a structural fender that also has a flat top that's in line with the top of the basic frame. So that enables you to set really long or wide objects on top and strap them down without interfering with the wheel. So you could literally strap a whole table to the top of this trailer, and it's not going to interfere with the wheel, and we designed it that way on purpose.
So that's awesome. So it's a really multi-use, all utility trailer, perfect for backcountry, backpacking, the whole nine yards.
Yep, you got it. It's also got three wheels that you can install on the back. So if you want to get a 16 plus wheel on the back, basically like a fat tire on your trailer, you can do that. And we're going to have a whole host of accessories. It's made so that you can also install pannier racks on the rear fender. And we're going to sell pannier bags that go with it. So you can, you know, put pannier bags over the rear tire. It's got integrated accessory mounts on the frame, so you can install bottle cages or a pump or any of those other off-the-shelf accessories with a standard mount. We really just tried to think of all the little details that were missing from those other single-wheel trailers and respond to all of those.
Awesome. It looks really good. Took some pictures of it, and you guys can check on the Facebook page. And find the pictures of the trailer. It's really set up. The one that's set up now has that dry bag in the center compartment, which is a really cool looking accessory. Doesn't come with it though. That's gonna be something you have to add in, right?
Yeah, so there are a couple ways that you can do it, because the bobs just have the metal frame and then the dry bag in the middle. And so if you're using the trailer, you have to put your cargo in the dry bag, or else it'll just fall out because there's nothing on the sides. We have fabric panels on the sides that are removable. They're attached with Velcro. And we're going to sell it with the side panels and a net on top, so you can hold your cargo down with the net. And then we're going to do the dry bag separate. A lot of people already have their own dry bags, and this way you can use it without a dry bag. You just throw your gear inside. But if you prefer to do the dry bag thing, you can take off the side panels and do that instead.
Awesome. So now, not out yet. We're looking at 2018, correct? Somewhere mid?
We're shooting for early. We're shooting for spring 2018. We're going to try to hit the start of the season. We just have these two prototypes here at the show. We're going to have two versions of this trailer. One's going to be with suspension and one without. So if you're more of a road guy, you've got the version without suspension that comes with the road tire. The suspension version is going to come with an off-road tire. And we're shooting for spring 2018.
Awesome. Do we have a MSRP on that yet? An idea or a range?
It's not locked down, but roughly right now we're shooting for around $380 for the non-suspension version and about $430 for the suspension version. but like I said, the final specifications and price haven't been locked down yet. We're going into production this winter, and we're going to have all those stats locked down around January.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Ellie bailed on us. She's off, took off to somebody else, so you're going to have to talk about the Travoy? Travoy, yes, the Travoy.
Yeah, the Travoy is a product that we've had for about 5 years now. We won an Interbike Award for that the first year it came out, and it's a folding cargo commute trailer, and basically it attaches to the seat post of your bike. It folds down to about the size of a briefcase and fits inside the bag that it comes with. Then you take it out, unfold it, and it you use the bag that it comes in as the cargo bag on the trailer. And the really cool thing about this product is when you detach it from your bike, it works perfectly as a hand cart, and it has a little kickstand built in, and it stands up on its own. So you can basically detach it from your bike, take it right into the grocery store, fill it up with your groceries, use that as your cart, go back out to the bike, click it on, and you're off and
right
running.
So. And that's exactly what we're looking at with our commuter project bike. Is the exact perfect candidate to go along with that bike, because it's just, I've got a simple rule: under 50 pounds and within 2 miles, I should be able to do it on a bike. Well, that now looks like it's going to extend my weight capacity. What is the weight capacity on that?
It's about 70 pounds, and really the key feature of this is that it just folds up and you can just chuck it in your closet, so it's not going to take up a bunch of room in your garage. If you live in an apartment and you need to go up the stairs, you can just fold it up and carry it up like a briefcase. So it's great for people who are living in cities. It's great for people who don't have a ton of room in their home to have gear laying around, and it'll hold 70 pounds.
Awesome, awesome. And we can get all the information. Can we see any other pictures and all the items that Burley has? Where do we go for that?
Burley.com. We've got photos of all of our products. We've got instructional videos that go over all the features for every single one of our products. So if you're curious about anything that we sell, just check it out on Burley.com.
All right, Nick, thank you for that information. And it's good to see the Burley's in that single wheel trailer market. It's you guys are definitely playing with the big boys. I think maybe even taking the upper hand. So
awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, look for us next spring with the Coho.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, so that was Nick and not Allie. Allie ended up having a little stumble while she was in the booth, so that's why she wasn't in that. But the Travoy did arrive as promised, and he was right when he says you can take that, fold it up, and throw it in your closet, throw it in your trunk, throw it wherever you want. It folds up to such a compact space that it's a no-brainer to have one in your household for sure. Attaches to the bike. Real simple. It looks like your grandma's old little shopping cart that she used to push around and drag around the store. Little wire mesh ones. It looks like the same thing, except this has got more capacity. It's modernized and can be towed behind your bike. So the next couple weeks, I'll be taking that thing out and filling it up and dragging it around town to see, the usual abuse, off curbs, over curbs, through whatever I can throw it through and see how she holds up. But definitely looks like a solid piece of quality product there. So we'll see how it goes. Now on to the next product here. We got is in the commuter line. I'm still targeting commuter type objects. So one of the next items I found was a new way to secure your gadgets, your bike. So things like your phone, cameras, even GPS units, larger GPS units if you're into bike packing and things like that, where you need just to carry things in general, and not only on your bike, but things you can then transfer to your automobile. You can transfer it to your arm, however you want to carry it. And if you've been on Facebook, you'll see this little ad pop up once in a while, and it shows the name SP Gadgets. Well, the true name of the product line is SP Connect. SP Connect is a huge line of different methods for connecting your items to each other, or whatever configuration, whatever you want to do. And Helge is one of the founders or one of the creators of SP Gadgets. And I was able to interview them out there. Now, just as a side note, I've went and found my own, wanted to try it out, and I was amazed at how secure it really holds it in. Now, I've been a RAM person for such a long time, but I've actually now really started using the SP gadgets. And I'll let him talk more about it right now, so you can take a listen to that.
Privilege and pleasure to be testing out some of the SP gadgets mounts. Now, it's a new line of, they've been around for a little while, but not very popular yet, but I think this is definitely going to change. They're growing. There's a company out of, it's called the SP Connect, and it's not just one mount. It's a whole line of different mounts for mounting your different devices to your bike, to yourself, to your vehicles. And I'm here with Helge, and I said it right.
Yes.
And there he's going to talk about all these different mounts, because it's a very neat, low-profile mount. It's a very sturdy mount. And it's not only the mounts, but it's all the accessories that come with it. So we got a lot to talk about, but we're going to just get to the basic points of this mount, because it's a very unique one for sure.
You said it right. It's actually a mounting system. So it's for mounting smartphones, storage cases, and lights for all kinds of activities, you know, bicycling, motorcycling, in the car, on the running band, and so on. So there's almost any activity during the day we have different mounts where you can mount your smartphone.
And the really cool thing about this mount is it's a very low profile system. It's not very obtrusive, and you look at it and you go, there's no way that my phone's going to stay on that mount because it's so small, such a small contact, but it's so positive locking. And they have various cases for all the most modern up-to-date phones. Your phone fits in that case. That case is actually really well-designed shock-absorbing case, but more importantly, it has the mount built into that case.
Yes.
And it's a swivel-on locking system, which I'm going to tell you, I've spent hours studying it, trying to see how it works, and it's a really cool, ingenious little system in a small space for sure.
Yes, absolutely. The mounting mechanism is purely mechanical. And it's integrated in the phone cases, which are really slim. They're not these bulky outdoor cases, which you would expect. And it's still a very secure system. The only way you can take it off is turning it 90 degrees counterclockwise. And let me tell you, on a bicycle or even on a motorcycle, there's simply not enough G-force that it comes off.
Yeah, it's really secure. It locks into place. The locking mechanism is like some little claws. I've seen that. I was trying to make it activate so I can see the little mechanism in there. But it's really cool because it locks on. You hear it engage. I've taken it out. I've had a few hundred miles on the road with these things, and it's just solid, a solid mount. I love having my phone right in front of me so I can kind of see what's going on if you're using it for your Strava, whatnot. But now they also have, for those maybe a little more intense downhill riders, motorcycle riders, and things like that, they have their moto mount as well, which gives you a couple of different options. It's made from aluminum versus the bicycle ones are made from plastic nylon base. But the aluminum one, the CNC aluminum, gives you some great adjustability, but more importantly, it also has some vibration dampening characteristics in it where it'll actually absorb some of that vibration.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me tell you, we manufacture everything ourselves, so we have complete control about quality, and that's why our products have, I don't think you will find other accessory makers with the same quality that we can offer. But going back to the motor mount, this one, yeah, aluminum and vibration dampens about 40% of the vibration.
Correct, and it makes it so a lot of phones are really super sensitive to vibration, so you don't want to have them vibrating too much. You want to keep that to a minimum, otherwise you end up activating a lot of gadgets and stuff. So it's really cool. Some of the other things they carry here as well are some storage pouches, which also have the interlock mechanism as well. They have their running armband is an amazing thing too. Same thing, run your armband, same mount, you just put your phone on it, lock it in place, go for your run, go for your hike, your phone's right there on your arm. They have a light, they have red lights, clear lights, all interlocked into the he's pulling out more stuff as we're sitting there going. We've got a suction cup mount for your car. Stake that to the window. You can now mount your phone up on your anything smooth glass surface, and it has a swivel ball on it. Holy cow! I'm going to spend a lot of money at this place. That's for sure. Anyways, so he's got that. The bags are really cool though because the bags lock in, and your phone can also lock into that. I've seen this one before. And I really thought it was cool. This one also has, I think, the charger inside.
So to that storage case, we have a few, but this is called the wedge case, which is, I think, mostly suitable for the handlebar. Mm-hmm. And it has a direct mount for our light, which is actually a USB chargeable 200 lumen light. And also has a direct mount for the phone. So you can, it's a modular system, I would say.
This is one of the most neat systems I've ever seen. Everything's all in one. The light mounts to the bag, the phone mounts to the bag, and the bag mounts to your stem, and you got a light and everything in place. This is just amazing. SP Connect. This is what you need to look up. Take a look at any imaginable configuration you want, you can find. They've definitely got you covered. Quality mounts, solid mounts, and for the most part, pretty much affordable for what you're getting, correct?
Yes, so the individual products, they retail between $10 and $40. And we also sell bundles. They sell between $30 and $70.
Awesome. So I've tested these things, and I can attest to exactly how well built they are, how easy they are to work and function. The quality on them's like no other. I mean, it's just some really excellent, well thought of products for you. And if you're setting up your bike for lighting, cameras, phone mounts, whatever, they've definitely got you covered here at SP Connect. So we want to get more information and check out your website. Where do we go?
Yeah, you can buy online. Our website is SP-SSMP-Connect.com. Everything, all the products are on there. You can see, check it out. We have videos for every product and photos, of course. And if you have any questions, there's a contact email. You can always send us an email to. Comes actually directly to myself, so it's, you will definitely get an answer.
Oh, you're gonna get the man in charge. So this has been awesome, and I'll have some pictures up on our Facebook page of all the different configurations here. As we're sitting here talking, he keeps pulling out another one and another one and another one, and I'm just like, wait a minute, I can only talk about so much. Oh, don't even show me that. He just hands me a speaker. So same thing, to mount onto the same mount. Oh my gosh. Take a look at this stuff for yourself. I'll put some pictures up on our Facebook page. Thank you for having me over in your booth. This is a really cool trailer setup. I like how you guys did it. Everything's here on display. I wish you all were here at Interbike, but sadly, you're not, so I'm bringing Interbike to you, you guys. Thank you, Helga, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So Helga was constantly, as we were doing this interview, just throwing stuff out at me. I mean, I couldn't even keep straight on what was going on, because it just, like, as I mentioned one thing, he pulls out another, and he pulls out another and another and another, and I was like, hold on, man, I can't talk about all these items. It literally was a wall. The trailer was about 12 feet long, and it was a display trailer, so that's what they take to their shows, and they just show all the gadgets. And he even showed me some of the new prototype stuff that he's working on, and I'm like, man, you guys just, so check it out. And I have honestly been running the SP Gadgets mounts on both a cross bike and a road bike. And so far, phone has not ejected itself. And I actually had a problem as I was running out of battery on some of my longer rides. And I actually asked them, I said, hey, you guys, do you have anything planned for maybe a battery pack, an auxiliary battery pack, or some sort of charging unit that I can attach to either your case, has a built-in interlock mechanism or whatever, you know, something like that. And without even skipping a beat, he pulls out two items, says, just stick this on your charger. And he showed me how I set it up, because they already had one, you know, set up already, because they had the same problem. And they showed me, yeah, this is what we came up with. And I was like, wow, okay, you guys are on it. And by far, it was just one of the simplest, cleanest mounting systems around. Very universal. You can mount them stem, handlebar, top tube if you like. It's just different things. Now, their bag, the wedge system is really cool, because the wedge system will mount to your stem. Let's say, for example, you put it on the stem cap, and as they have that mount as well, you can mount the bag up there so it's away from your knees. You can have all your stuff in there. You can even has a little map window. You can have your phone on top of it, but then you can also put a headlight on it. Therefore, you got everything covered in one shot. So take a look at SP Gadgets, or spconnect.com is the website. Everything is on there. Now, for you mountain bikers, and this is what I was kind of mentioning about with the quality of the brackets, if you're really into severe extreme downhilling, or you just want that extra strong mount, the motorcycle mount is CNC aluminum. And as I mentioned in the interview, the aluminum one has an anti-vibration aspect to it, where it's aluminum, but it's two pieces of this nylon that are sandwiched together that actually absorb energy, so you don't get as much shock to the phone. Very durable mount, very strong mount. I'm actually using that mount on the motorcycle right now, and the phone is solid. It's not going anywhere, so take a look at that. All right, going back into we're about ready to change our clocks back here on the Pacific time zone, so we're going to end up getting dark pretty soon. Our friends at AeroWare, which have been on the show before, haven't stopped. They're still coming up with new stuff. And now, if you're not familiar, if you can't recall the AeroWare brand, the AeroWare is a line of jackets and vests that have been created with a directional arrow, the design is to subliminally hint to you to move to the left. And historically, as I've ride with this thing, I actually do notice more and more cars giving me more room, especially here in the valley where I ride. But, you know, sometimes it's not cold enough for a vest or a jacket, or it's in between, or I need something small, lightweight that I can stow away later on as I start shedding layers and so on and so on. So they came up with what's called the light vest, and it's very similar to a running singlet or a type of, you've seen those lightweight runner's vests that just have all the reflective H design on it. Well, it's found a lot of riders had their favorite, you know, spring and winter jackets, and they really didn't want to go buy a whole new jacket. So what they came up with was this lightweight vest. And Kyle, one of the founders of AeroWare, was kind enough to run me through that. He also introduced a new jacket this year as well, with a couple little more bling to it, and a slightly different arrow design. They added some contrast, but why not have Kyle tell you all about it?
All right, so I am here with my friends from AeroWare. You can tell it's getting late in the show for me, and I'm here with Kyle, who's the brains behind this. I want to say he's the brains behind it. He's part left, right, so one of the sides of the brain there. Anyways, have a good time. We're always having a good time at Interbike. And as you're aware, I've been wearing this jacket. It's a great high-vis jacket with just some awesome ideas behind it. We have the directional arrow giving you that kind of signal to, hey, move it over a little bit. Great fitting jacket. It's waterproof. I've tested that out on the road. And, you know, you think we'll stop here, right? But no, Kyle's come up with some other stuff that is taking it to the next level. They're one of the Innovation Awards winners for 2017 at Interbike, which is well deserved. And Kyle, tell us more about the new jacket you got.
Well, first of all, thanks very much, Robert. Really appreciate the recognition, and we're really grateful that we are getting out there and people are starting to appreciate it past the consumer level as well. What we've come out with for this year is our AeroWear Plus line. We're basically upgrading our standard waterproof jacket and waterproof backpack cover and adding a new blue dark blue design that helps increase the daytime visibility of the Aero concept, giving that contrasting look of the blue against the yellow. And then we've added LED lights on the bottom, which we recommend to be in a solid configuration to help increase the aero visibility at night. So yeah, at nighttime, you look more like a road sign, and during the day, you're actually more apparent as a road sign as well.
Yeah, and that contrasting blue really draws more attention to the Aero. So for daytime riding, even the reflective Aero did the same thing, but this is definitely something that, like, hey, look at me. Hey, it's an Aero. Oh, yeah, hey, I want to move that side. So it's really going to give the drivers some more cues. And then the LED is a great added, you know, maybe one of those days you forget to charge your batteries or change your batteries on your bike one, at least you have a backup, so built into what you're wearing, which is, you know, great idea. It's awesome to have button operated in the back, and you've got the three mode USB rechargeable. So it's and they fixed one of my little pet peeves. They added some more Velcro so you could actually close the sleeves for us skinny arm people.
Yes, we did. You weren't the only one having issues with that. We received a number of requests for increasing the Velcro on the sleeves, and you know what the customer wants. We got to help them be as comfortable in our product as possible. So we're not trying to make them safer, we're also trying to make it as easy to be safe and comfortable as possible.
And that's what's so cool about you guys and companies like you who actually listen to the riders and make the changes, because it's just, you know that it's going to be used and they're using it the right way they need to use it, and therefore, you know, hey, let's go with them. So that's cool. You're just a really welcoming, you know, we make suggestions to everybody, and sometimes it's like, yeah, you never see the change. You guys actually do it. So you also have a backpack cover as well, same thing as the design. You've got two different sizes right now.
That's right. The backpack cover we have in a medium and a large size. The medium configuration is about a 28 liter day pack. The large size is good for 28 to 45 liter capacity. So I mean, you know, compared to your typical day packs, you fully expand it out all the way up to a small hiking bag or something like that.
Awesome. And then a couple of little things. We're looking at the prototype jacket, but we don't have to go into that just yet. But it's basically, you're calling that a 3-in-1?
It was a 3-in-1 configuration that we were aiming to replace the removable sleeve concept with. We'll see how it goes. It's still a prototype concept that we're playing around with, but that was our initial thought. Was you know, it hasn't been done in a while. We thought we'd try it again in the industry and just see what's what.
Can't go wrong with AeroWear. So no matter what you do, you're gonna do good. And then you have the new little light vest, right? Is that what we're calling it?
That's right. We had a lightweight Evo vest before. We called it an Evo vest. It was an Airstream, breathable through and through, just something really light, small, comfortable you could throw on over anything. It was for the person that had everything else except for the AeroWear effect. And so they bought that, they put on all their expensive gear, and you know, they felt a lot safer.
Okay, and then we were also talking about some other things too. You use it as a running vest, it's lightweight enough, it attaches with Velcro. And even if you're a motorcycle rider and want a little more visibility, something you could throw over your leather jacket and have that as a nice day, you know, vest that can be seen and high vis and be safe. You know, it's all about being seen out on the road. So all my listeners want to know, hey, where can I go and order the stuff? Tell us where we can get it.
So right now all our products are available online, depending on where the listeners are, if it's in the SoCal area or northern or around the country. Our dealer base is growing, so you're definitely seeing us in more dealers and every day. So obviously just check up on our website, see where we're located, and just go have a look.
And give me that website.
It's aerowhere.com. That's AeroWhere.com.
All right, there you go. Straight from the man himself. All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for stopping, and no, actually, thanks for talking to us. It's time for me to go home, man. I think so. Anyways, thanks for having us by, telling us about everything. Keep up the good work, man. You guys, I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
As you get towards the later hours on the second day of Interbike, you just don't want to. It's not that you don't want to be there; it's that you physically are just exhausted. I think between the 2 days, probably got over something like 20,000 steps each day I was at the show. That's a lot of walking when you think about it. And sadly, none of my interviews were, you know, next to each other. So it was like cross to one, cross the field, cross the hall to one, cross the hall to another, cross the hall to another. And you just walk back and forth so many times, so. Actually, day two is usually the day I go to the e-bike test track and just ride bikes all day, and that didn't even happen. So it was just a kind of a busy time, and those hours just fly in there. It's one thing you notice, there's a lack of clocks in Interbike. So the AeroWare items have just really been a godsend. Their quality, the visibility on them is great, and the cost is good too. They're really not expensive. Definitely something you should have in your arsenal of clothing. And you know, you got to be safe nowadays. It used to be nerdy to wear high vis, but nowadays you just got to do it. You can need everything you can, and this is definitely one of those tools to give you a fighting chance. We're gonna close out this show with one last interview, and you know, like me, I like to go find those little. Those little guys hiding way in the back. You know, those first-time attendees get thrown in the corners, wherever they have room. So I like to stroll back in there and see what I find. And this year I found something really cool. Same along the lines of our commuting project here of trying to keep things with you that you might need, but you don't want them too readily available for thieves to walk off with. So these gentlemen have definitely figured out a way to have everything you need and keep it out of other people's hands.
Okay, so in Interbike tradition, as I usually do, I go to the back and I always find the coolest things back here. Because, you know, it's like first timers, they kind of got to work for it, I guess. It's your probationary period. Over here I found a really cool item called the Stozit. And we always sometimes want to know how to carry stuff, or, you know, we don't want it exposed, and we want to kind of stash it someplace where it's kind of out of the way and safe. And Jesse here has figured out how to do that, right?
Exactly. It's a whole new product. It's an innovation. The majority of the products are already out there, but the way we combined it, it's all concealed. Nobody can rip it off, and it sits out of sight in your bike frame, in your seat post.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a little device. It's like a little time capsule that's put up inside of your seat post.
Exactly.
And you tighten it down in there, and it stays there until you're ready to need it or use it. Now, he's got different configurations of things here. He's got CO2s with some sockets, or a little first aid kit container, or
flat
a little
repair.
Flat tire repair kit.
And a
toolkit. So all these little different things anything you can shove into your seat post, you can pretty much now have a secure way to keep it in there without making too much noise, staying secure. It's not gonna fall into the frame of your bike. It's gonna stay in one spot.
One spot. It's all secured and safe and free of theft.
Free of theft, yeah. I had that problem last night. So
that's the reason I came up with the idea.
Someone stole your
stuff. They stole my bag twice. So.
You know what, Mother? Necessity is necessity is the mother of invention, right? That's what it is. It's the second person that's done the same situation, so I found that out today. Hey, so this is a brand new, we're breaking this item here. I'm actually going to make sure this is on our first show from the Interbike show, but this thing is brand spanking new. The website's just going up, but it's going to be, when it is up, it's going to be what?
Accessible to everybody at all bike shops, very price effective for the consumer. You know, we want everybody to have it and afford it.
Okay. And then for more information on the website information, that's going to be what? What's your website going to be?
Stozit.com.
Okay, and that's stowsit.com. Take a look at that. What do you think prices ranges are going to be on this thing?
Right around $60. We're trying to keep it competitive with everything that's out there. You know, by the time you end up buying everything that this kit contains and you're putting it in the bag, it's very price competitive.
All right, there you go. So that's not bad. And actually, it's some really good machining goes in here. Make sure that everything fits properly. Oh, and then seat post sizes. Are we going to have different diameters as well?
All sizes that are coming out from both road bike to mountain bike.
Okay, so awesome. So you're going to have every single size you can imagine, anything you have. So give them a call. And maybe you have that odd size. Maybe they can do something about it. We'll see how it goes. You know how they say. These guys seem to be pretty creative. Anyway, Jesse, thanks for the time, man.
Robert, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
All right, so that was Jesse with Stows It. And yeah, well, it was a really cool little wedge that kind of goes into your seat post, locks in place, always have it there. Also, that would be a great place to store a ID tag, even one of those new GPS trackers. So, you know, just ways to keep things safe here. Okay, so that's going to conclude the first show from Interbike 2017. It's got a whole lot more coming our way. We've got seal skins, we've got Tern, we've got Welto, we got Toei, we've got lots of nutrition from all the big players, including some small players that are coming out. So stay tuned, tune in, check out Facebook. Pictures of a lot of these items will go up on Facebook as I talk about them and as we play the recordings. But for now, it is time. Yeah, that always drowns me out. Anyways, you know what that song means. It's time to end the show. Be safe out there. Ride defensively. Follow the rules. Oh yeah, one more thing I forgot to make mention of. E-bikes, Santa Monica Mountains and beyond are no longer allowed. So where they were allowed before, as of today, as of yesterday, October 1st, they are no longer. Anyways, take care, and we'll talk more about the e-bike ban in the next show. This has been Robert from Bike Sport Radio. Have a good one.